buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Subject: my husband is not handling his business. Hi, Stephen Shirley. I really need your advice. I'm a 32-year-old woman and my husband is 37. When we first got married, our sex life was amazing. About 3 years into our marriage, intimacy became an issue. My husband started making excuses for not wanting to do it. He never wanted to have sex anymore. When we did do it, he would just lie there like he forgot what to do. So I came out of my comfort zone to try to get him excited. I would turn on porn, talk dirty to him, go to bed naked, get my hair done regularly, and even dress sexy. Nothing worked. After a while, I started to feel unattractive and unwanted. I questioned his commitment to me and our relationship, and he swore to me that he still loved me and that he didn't think we had a problem with our sex life. I suspected that he was cheating, and I snooped through his things. But I never found anything. So I started planning to have an affair with a guy that I worked with. I started staying out and entertaining this man at his house, but that didn't work out for me, so I ended that fling. My husband could feel that something wasn't right, so when I stopped coming in late, he changed. He was all over me, and we were having lots of sex, and everything was great. Then, about 7 months ago, we fell into another dry spell. I can't take this anymore. I'm only 32 years old, and my husband is not handling his business in the bedroom. I'm screaming on the inside. What's a woman to do? Please help. Well, it sounds like you've done pretty much everything, to get it going on in your marriage and in the bedroom. But really, I got nothing here. Either he's no longer attracted to you in that way.
I got it, Shirley. Don't worry about it. I'm here for you.
Okay, I know you are, darling.
Take your time.
Okay, either he's no longer attracted to you, like I said, he's no longer interested in being married or being married to you, or he has some sort of medical or mental issue going on, or maybe he's bisexual or gay, or maybe he's just plain lazy, or maybe, I don't know, maybe he's just not into you anymore, like the book and the movie said. Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what I got.
You should have just left it at that. You didn't have to turn the dude gay, Shirley.
No, I didn't turn him gay. I'm just throwing it out there. You never know. He's not interested. Go ahead, Steve.
All right, here's the deal. Classroom is in session. May I have your undivided attention?
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't just poo-poo my answer like that.
You poo-pooed it.
I'm talking to Steve.
What?
I'm talking to
Shirley,
you.
Shirley, I said nothing about your ass.
No, the way you said it. I took offense to that. And that's okay, isn't it?
Don't.
Hello?
You know what, man? Just go on and do your part. What did I say?
Don't buy into her. I just said class is in session. I have your undivided attention.
I know.
Anybody poo-pooed on you? I ain't saying nothing about your ass.
Don't dismiss it. Okay. It was good stuff in there.
I didn't say it wasn't.
I can tell she doesn't feel comfortable with it. Go ahead, Steve.
I'm good. I'm good.
All right, tell me,
quit being an instigator. Quit being messy.
Yeah, you worry about your W.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
And your height.
My husband is not handling his business. Mm. She 32, he 37. They first got married, they was having sex all the time, everywhere. About 3 years into the marriage, intimacy became an issue. My husband started making excuses for not wanting to do it. He never wanted to have sex anymore. And when we do it, he would just lie there like he forgot what to do. Now, look, let's just get to this letter. Because I already know it's one of three things. And that's all it is. But since you want to go down the letter, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go out of order. Here is the one of two things that's wrong, but there is also a third thing. I'm going to say that for last. There could be, number one, a financial issue. How is your man doing in terms of where he wants to be in life? Is he where he wants to be? Does he feel like he could do more? Is he behind the eight ball? Is he playing catch up? Because when we are not financially secure and we don't got our money together, and how are we going to make it to take care of everybody? It throws us into something. Women have a biological clock that ticks men have a financial clock that ticks. His financial clock alarm could have gone off. That's one reason. It could be purely financial. Them bills, the burden of having to take care of everybody, how much he making, how much he get to keep. Can he go play golf? Can he buy a pair of shoes? Do you have everything you want? What is it? What is it? What is it? It could be financial. Second reason, it could be a physical problem. Impotency in men is a big thing. All you got to do is watch TV. They got a commercial on every 5 minutes. GNC got testosterone, got Big Frank Thomas in there talking about, I take these testosterone tablets. I'm back. I sure wish my husband would take. Well, get him some. Then they got the Viagra commercial. Dude in there got a 100 milligram pack just stuck in his luggage where you ain't got a catahole bottle. And they got his luggage open. Why he got this pack of Viagra laying out and opening this damn luggage? Yeah. And somebody could take your pill. Now your weekend is shot. Cialis got them two white people holding hands in the bathtub. Well, where's you at where you got two separate bathtubs sitting next to each other on a mountain?
Yeah.
Nice commercial, ain't true. Cialis, Viagra, testosterone, Cialis. Alpha male. Extends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You extend.
But
now, that could be his problem. But I think the problem is deeper than that. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the third reason that you might have to look into.
Let's go with part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letter. My husband is not handling his business.
Well, he ain't. He ain't handling it.
Mm-mm.
You 32, 33, y'all first started having sex. It was amazing. Now, 3 years in, y'all hit something wrong. And you don't know what it is. And then when you do have sex with him, he laying there like he done forgot what to do. Lack of interest. Something is on his mind. One of two things I told you, but it's a third thing too, and it's in your letter. I just want to point it out. It could be financial. The man ain't where he wanted to be. When we got financial woes and worries on us, man, it changes us. Sexual appetite diminishes a bit because we trying to figure out how to get this thing together.
Right.
It could be financial. Financial clock is ticking. Second reason, here's the other reason. It could be a physical problem. You see the commercials on TV. Viagra got a new package you can buy, 100 milligrams, the weekend package. Put one in your luggage. But now he got it right up under the fishnet on his luggage so the TSA man can see it, unzip it, act like he's searching. Now he got his Viagra. Now your whole weekend shot. See, Alice has got commercials.
Yeah.
Everything. There's an alarming note on one of the commercials, just a side note. If you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, call your doctor. Why would I do that?
Hell no.
Why would I call anybody?
Oh, I'm going to
That's
call
not somebody. A long time.
4 hours? I'm not calling nobody.
Mm-mm. What are you doing?
I'm taking time-coded selfies.
To go off.
I'm going
to
record this from every angle. That's 1 hour. Still here.
Wow.
An hour. You get an hour. You doing something. 2 hours. I got to send this to somebody.
Too much.
Okay, so there we have it. Now, here's the third reason, young lady, that you might have to look at. And I discovered it in your letter. You said when we do it, he would just lie there and act like he forgot. Ah, here we go. So I came out of my comfort zone to try to get him excited. So now you didn't come out your comfort zone to get him excited. I would turn on porn. Talk dirty to him. Go to bed naked. Get my hair done regularly. And even dress sexy. Nothing worked. Okay, so let's pump the brake. So before all this was happening, what were you doing? Wasn't no talking dirty? You ain't never go to bed naked? What was your hair looking like before you started getting it done regularly?
Really?
And you even started dressing sexy. So you was Jane Hathaway before this started.
Make it about her.
No, I'm asking. I'm not making it about her, but I want her to see. Could he have become bored because you stopped caring for yourself? I'm just asking. I don't know this. I'm just giving you the three things, the financial reason, his physical medical problem, or is it you? something you've done. Then after a while, I started feeling unattractive. So you're going to take your little fast tail down here and start having an affair with this man down at the job. And then, as you so eloquently put it, I started staying out and entertaining this man at his house. Oh, you're an entertainer now. So what is you doing now? Oh, you're 32 now. You're an entertainer. What? He got a pole in the house? What's happening? What you doing at his house that's so damn entertaining? See, you didn't want to write it in your letter, but you started having sex with this man. That's what you did. So that didn't work out for me. So I ended the fling. My husband could feel that something wasn't right. So when I stopped coming in late, he changed. He was all over me because he missed you. See, you were at the other man's house doing all the entertaining. He missed you. So he had a chance to miss you. Maybe y'all need to have some date nights and create the miss you part of it. Then you need to come in here and do all this entertaining you was doing across town. Hello. Maybe you need to come out your comfort zone. I don't know what it is. I can't tell you what it is, but it's one of them three things. It's either a financial problem he having, he got a physical problem, and he need to look at some of these commercials and get down there to see a damn doctor, or it's you.
It's her.
Yeah. What is you wearing over there while you entertaining?
Yeah.
Bring all them monkey costumes to the house.
Because you ain't been wearing them yet.
Circus outfits. We ain't seen none of this. Yo, you're a French nurse over there. You got feather dusters, whips, high heel shoes, patent leather boots. You got panties with openings on them. What is all this at my house? Then about 7 months ago, we fell into another dry spell. Mm-hmm. I can't take this anymore. I'm only 32. And my husband's not handling his business in the bedroom. I'm screaming on the inside. What's a woman to do? Please help me. I don't know what y'all do when y'all scream on the inside. I know what we do when we scream on the inside.
What?
We start hollering on the outside. Mm-hmm.
So do we.
We start some hollering somewhere. Okay, sure. All right.
Yeah. What's
the silence for? Gotta let them know.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Update them.
It's a great bit of information.
Yeah. Glad you're here.
Well.
You're saying it could be some sort of medical or mental issue as well. I agree with that.
Shirley, you don't have to clear this up with me.
Steve, conversing.
No, we're conversing because you think I said something about your answer.
No, that's not it.
I thought your answer was excellent.
We're just having a discussion,
Steve. Why
are you bringing
your answer back up, Shirley?
Because we have time. We have time. That's all, because we have time.
She can bring it up if
she
wants to.
Yeah, and it's my letter.
Yeah, I didn't say we can't go back, Carla, but I'm just saying.
That's what it sounds like.
No, but seriously, there is a problem here. We just don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know what it is.
What do you think it is?
No, I'm not. We can't talk about it. But I know
we can.
It's her.
Oh, see. Right there. You want to blame the woman. See?
Yeah. I think one of them is.
She done went over there and had the affair. She went through the man's phone, found nothing. She went and had the affair. Now you want us to be cool with this. This heifer wrong.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. This is a good letter. You can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter @MyGirlShirley, all right?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.